This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue-collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue-collar workers for blue-collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
You're listening to The Western Rookie, a hunting podcast full of tips, tricks, and strategies from seasoned Western hunters. There are plenty of opportunities out there. We just need to learn how to take on the challenges.
Hunting is completely different up there.
I've harvested 26 big game animals.
You can fool their eyes, but you can't fool their nose.
300 yards back to the road turned into 3 miles back the other way.
It's always cool seeing new hunters go and harvest an animal.
I don't know what to expect.
If there's anybody I want in the woods with me, it'll be you.
Welcome back to another Go Hunt bonus episode of the Western Rookie Podcast. It is application season, and this is part four of, I don't know, should we just call it application week? The application marathon. This is the fourth episode in a row that we've recorded tonight. It's the day after Leprechaun Day here in the United States. As you can tell, my voice is starting to get shot. If you've been listening to all four of these episodes, I'm also under the weather. I'm trying to rehab because we've got a Devil's Lake fishing trip coming up here in Nodak this weekend, and I got to get healthy for it. So this is probably not helping, but it's application season, and I want to help each and every one. Excuse me. My bad. I want to help each and every one of you draw a great tag this fall. We've covered Montana elk. We covered Montana mule deer. We covered Colorado elk. So you guessed it. now is Colorado mule deer. The 2025 Colorado mule deer applications are here. This one holds a particular dear place in my heart because me and my wonderful wife, Abby, are going to be hunting mule deer in Colorado this year. So we're going to be doing this application. So when is your applications due for Colorado mule deer? April 1st. So if you've got the Western Rookie application calendar, you should already have a reminder in your calendar for, I would say, March 25th. Right along there, it's going to tell you to redo your Colorado applications. If you haven't already got the Western Rookie application calendar, go check it out. It's free. There's no reason not to. If you're a Western hunter, it doesn't take any money, no credit card required. You just go check it out. $0, add to cart, it downloads, you import it, and you never forget an application again. They come up a week beforehand. It shows up as free on your calendar. It also shows up as private. So Snoopy, Lindy Lou's at your work aren't going to get mad at you because you're a hunter. Hopefully you don't work with any antis, but if you do, they won't know. So go get it, go download it, import it, never miss an application again. It's free at westernrookie.com. That being said, let's dive into the world of mule deer. Right out of the gate, bold assertion, Colorado is still the king of mule deer. However, mule deer numbers are down in Colorado. They're down a little bit. I'd say 20 years ago, we were really good on mule deer numbers. 600,000 of those suckers running around in Colorado. Where are we now? About 375,000. So we're down 40%, roughly, if my math holds. So not great. I wish it was better. I hope we can continue to do research and figure out how to build our populations up. They've been hovering right in the mid to low 400,000s for a while. And then the last couple of years, especially with the winter of 22-23, they took a dip. And we're probably still bouncing back from that, to be honest. So that being said, numbers are down, but Colorado is still the king when it comes to mule deer. So it's a great state to apply. It really is. And so that being said, Colorado basically offers a season for everyone. Super long archery season, basically the entire month of September. They've got a muzzleloader season in there. Mid-September, they've got the early high country rifle. They've got first rifle in October. They got second and third rifle. A lot of those are over the counter. Sorry, not over the counter, but a lot of those are easy to draw. Third rifle starts to get into the rut. Fourth rifle really hits the rut now. And then there's also plains rifle if you've got access to private land. So tons of different tags and different seasons, basically a season for everyone. And this is the first year of a five-year management plan. So we saw a new 2025 to 2029 management plan come out of Colorado. Probably the biggest thing we saw was the archery elk went from over the counter to draw. So that is a big change, but we're also seeing some shifting of the hunts. So like, for example, fourth rifle moved up a week this year and it's now the week before Thanksgiving. So there's going to be even more rutting activity. That fourth season deer tag is probably the number one most coveted deer season, out there. So great. Great deer tag if you can draw it. But that being said, Colorado draw, it's like I said in the elk episode, 100% preference. So it's a state where you want to build points in, especially for mule deer. There isn't any true over-the-counter mule deer tags in Colorado. There might be some leftover tags, but they're all draw, and eventually you will need points. So if you're not planning on hunting mule deer in Colorado this year, I do strongly recommend that you go get yourself a deer point during the application period. You have to get your points during the application period. You just apply for a deer point only, which the code is DP99999P, as in deer and preference and point. So get your point, go hunt mule deer in Colorado in a future year. But if you're like me and you're drawn this year, now we got to decide where to hunt. Now, Colorado allows you to apply to up to 4 choices each year. They consider every applicant's first choice before moving on to subsequent choices. So in essence, in order to draw a license as a second choice, there has to be a surplus of permits after everyone's first choice gets considered. So that being said, it's really only your first choice that matters. But sorry, my voice continues to get more shot. My sinuses continue to get more filled, and I keep going on mute so you guys don't have to listen to me cough. You can point hack in Colorado. And what do I mean by point hack? You can draw some deer tags on your second choice while using the preference point code as your first choice. What this allows you to do is build points for future years while you also draw the second choice hunt this year. It's a super cool hack. I like to do it. I've done it before. I've done it in Wyoming. I don't think I'll be doing it this year in Colorado, but if you're someone that has your eyes on maybe a special unit, but you still want to hunt in the meantime and you're willing to grind and hunt some harder units until you get to that special one you got your eye on, great option for anyone out there to point hack. So the best way to figure this one out, go sign up for Go Hunt Insider. When you do, use the code Western. You're going to get $50 of free credit to their gear shop. Some of the best gear out there for hunting. But then you're going to get draw odds in Filtering 2.0, and you can go run around and see which units you can draw as a second choice and do the point hack strategy. So super cool. Go check it out. Second drawing will be held for any licenses that remain. This is going to be in June with results coming out in July. You don't want to put yourself in a second drawing stance. I really like to apply for tags I know I'm going to draw and know where I'm going to hunt and not have to worry about second chance stuff. That being said, that there is an option if you don't draw. When we dive into the seasons, let's dive into the seasons next. So what do all these seasons mean? There's like 8 options. Which one's right for me? Let's give a pretty fast breakdown of the different seasons because there's pretty much one for everyone. So September, first off, archery season. It's the first opportunity to hunt, especially for a buck. Many of these permits are either sex, which makes them a great choice for first-time archers just looking to get out and bring a deer home. These deer are going to be at higher elevations in September, often above the timberline throughout most of the season. So this means typically good amount of public land up there. However, there will be a lot of elk hunters in the field at this time as well. Muzzleloader and early rifle still going on in some of these areas in September. So be aware there might be some blaze orange running around while you're there with your bow as well. Be on the lookout for that. But archery seasons provide a lot of access for some of the better units without building a lot of points. Next is muzzleloaders. Muzzleloaders takes place middle of September, around the time velvet is starting to come off. So in most units, your muzzleloader season, you're going to be hunting hard-horned bucks. If you want a velvet, you're going to have to either do the early high country rifle or archery. These seasons also just, I mean, obviously we just said it, but they both overlap with archery deer, archery elk, and the high country rifle. So there can be a lot of activity in the woods for those seasons. When you move into the normal rifle, if you've ever been considering early rifle, 2025 might be your year because the way the calendar aligns, you'll be hunting in most units a week before the muzzleloader hunters. This is the early high country hunt. And just a few days after archery begins, so you could be looking at, you know, first crack at some of these high country bucks. It's typically a backpack style in September. You're probably going to have to hunt off your back, and they'll be in their summer patterns. But when you have a rifle in hand, that can be deadly. So keep that in mind. You're looking at second and third rifle seasons. These are often really good, really excellent hunting opportunities. Second season can be a little bit tougher in recent years. It has some warm, dry weather. But third season is when the rut really takes off. Typically is a fantastic hunt across the state. The rut kicks in full gear. Bucks are active throughout the day. Plenty of bucks, but sometimes the mature, oldest, most mature deer are still holding off, and that is because they are waiting for fourth rifle season, which has traditionally been the best, most exciting experience on the slopes. This year, like I said earlier, takes place a week earlier, the week before Thanksgiving. So can be great. However, a lot of hunters have already come and gone. A lot of bucks have already been shot. So it's, while it's maybe the most intense activity, there might be lower bucks alive still. So keep that in mind. Let's look at the snowpack. We talked about it a little bit with the elk application series or episode. Right now we're seeing moderate to slightly below average snowpack in Colorado. We're going back to probably more standard levels. From last year, we were at or above average snowfall, and then the year before, as we all remember, was catastrophically high snow levels, which was really bad. That's putting us into a pretty moderate to mild condition, maybe a lot of the state no drought condition. With the amount of snow we've been getting in the last few years compared to like 2021, 2022, where there was severe drought across most of the state in Colorado, we're getting better and better. So we've been on a three-year uptick. The deer did get hit kind of hard in 2022, 2023 winter. However, the deer that survived have been having some pretty good moisture conditions for the last couple of years. So this might be the year to cash in your points in Colorado and go chase a boon or buck. Like we said, there's been a lot of changes with this Colorado five-year plan. We saw not only did over-the-counter elk seasons go away, but we also saw Colorado voted to introduce wolves. And wolves will be continuing to be transplanted onto various parts of the western slope. We don't know what impact these will have on wildlife. We know it's not going to be good. But there's nothing we can do about it at this point. They also changed the non-resident cap from 35% to 25% for a majority of hunts. And so this has also impacted draw odds and the number of points required to draw some permits. It is contributing to point creep. If point creep is a confusing thing for you, it's a kind of a phenomenon what happens every year. Units that take more and more points to draw. And basically what is happening is a law of supply and demand. There's more demand for mule deer than there's supply. Then there's tags. There's more demand for tags than there's supply of tags. And which means every year, the number of points it takes to draw the tag goes up. It sucks. No way about it. And so cutting the non-resident camp from 35 to 25 is also going to contribute to point creep. So the five-year structure was updated in 2025. There's going to be a lot of changes in Colorado, and hopefully some of these changes are for the better in order to keep the mule deer populations from declining further and ideally to increase and grow mule deer populations in the future. Maybe just need a little bit of optimism and benefit of the doubt that Colorado is doing what they need to protect mule deer for future generations. And I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to be optimistic and say that's why all these changes were happening. I don't know if the wolves count on that one, but as far as tags and seasons go, hopefully that is the case. But in my opinion, Colorado's still the king of mule deer. I cannot wait to get out there this fall and hunt mule deer in Colorado. It's going to be very fun. It's going to be a great opportunity to hunt with Abby. And I'm excited to go and apply. And there's a lot of units out there in Colorado that have phenomenal mule deer hunting. So if I'm going over, I switch over to Filtering 2.0 right now. You get this with your insider membership. Mule deer, sort on trophy potential, non-resident, first choice, 2 points, 100% draw odds, 160, third rifle, 61 units that we can draw. Trophy potential, I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 units that all have 180-inch potential, which is huge. I am definitely not waiting for a 180. My goal would be a beautiful 150-inch buck. But lots of the point remains, lots of phenomenal mule deer hunting in Colorado. If I switch to archery, 2 points, 100% draw odds, 103 different units. My gosh, guys, tons and tons of units available. Some of them are up to 190-inch potential. Bonkers. Muzzleloader, 138 units, tons of units, guys. Let's go first rifle. First rifle is one of those ones that is harder to draw. I'm seeing it take, let's see, 5, 10, some of these first rifle tags as a non-resident look extremely hard to draw. So keep that in mind. Let's try fourth rifle. Let's see what the fourth rifle draw odds are. 100% draw odds for fourth rifle with, how many points should we put in? Four? 4 points, 100% draw odds. There are 44 units with 4 points that you can get 100% draw odds. The success rate's pretty good. 70%, 69%, 59%, 50%, 46%, 45%, 67%. So pretty good odds fourth season. But what I wanted to show was just how many great mule deer units are still in Colorado. It's why Colorado is one of the best. It's the king. When it comes to mule deer, tons of opportunity. And if you're looking for a unit, go check out Filtering 2.0. And like I said earlier, use the code Western when you sign up for Go Hunt Insider, and you're going to get $50 of free gear shop credit when you sign up. I'm excited. Colorado Mule Deer, that's my app for this year. That's the hunt I'm going on. I cannot wait. Big mule deer have been on my list for a long time. And I think this is the year. I think this is the year we're going to do it. So go out there, find the best unit for you. Apply, get your tag. Don't forget to check out the Western Rookie application calendar, free at westernrookie.com, and go apply for mule deer. And that rounds out part four of application week of the application marathon, fourth Go Hunt bonus episode in a row. You can all tell from my voice that I've done four of these back to back to back. And now it is time to go get your applications in, folks. Go draw some more tags. Go fill your tags. Send pictures, because I love seeing pictures of what you guys do. Or if you shot something really special last year, send it in. Always looking forward to hearing from you guys. Maybe even have some of you on the podcast on a future episode. But until then, thanks for listening.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
I saw this app.
I got a hit.
In the new limited series, DTF St. Louis, Jason Bateman, David Harbour, and Linda Cardellini star as three suburbanites who spice up their love lives.
Wow.
Don't miss the new HBO original limited series, DTF St. Louis, premiering March 1st on HBO Max.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.